From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Abadi said Saturday the existing alliance will handle the ongoing battle without Turkey's help. Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and Abadi's Shiite government. Carter told Abadi that the U.S. understands concerns about Iraqi sovereignty.
I also reaffirmed to you today of the vital importance of every country operating with full respect for Iraqi sovereignty. That is the principle upon which the international coalition and everything that it does to in this country is 100% committed to.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday gave voice to the frayed bilateral ties, demanding a role in the Mosul battle and warning that Turkish troops already positioned in northern Iraq would not take orders from the Shiite government in Baghdad. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump offered new immigration reform proposals and said he would cut taxes for middle-class Americans by 35% during his first 100 days in office if he wins the presidency in next month's election. Trump said he would stem the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.